know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast, What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Built Ford Tough studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. There's a lot of things that I see out there that make me feel worse about myself. It's many things that I, you know, like being out there yesterday with three former professional athletes trying to keep up playing golf, felt really bad about myself. See pictures of celebrities and people that are in shape that are older than me. I feel bad about myself. But I got the opposite today. I got the opposite just now. I went over to TMZ Sports.
Yeah.
They got Travis Kelce shirtless going into like an SUV.
Okay.
And they got him from the back.
Yeah.
He's got a hairier back than I got.
He's got a hairy back.
He's got a hairier, and I got a hairy back.
Wow. I would think the tailor would be like, hey, man, we got rid of this hair.
Look at this.
Let me see this.
Look at that hair on that back.
He's like a wolf man.
Wow.
Yep. There you go.
Oh, man, it made me feel great. Because you feel like he's like you can't get higher A-list than the two of them right now.
That's exactly right.
And the guy's not even shaving his back.
It's been going on for 2.5 years of A-listing.
I mean, and it looks like he tried to get some of it and then like stopped.
So very patchy.
Yeah.
Very patchy. Not, it's not cohesive.
I would think that this is going to be a talking point for their next podcast.
I
would imagine.
Yes, definitely.
If it hasn't already been, I don't know.
No, I haven't heard it, but yeah, I mean, that's a bad one for him. That's a bad look.
That's not a tattoo, right? That's hair.
No, that's definitely hair. That'd be the worst tattoo of all time.
maybe it's in the, is he from Ohio? I think they're from Ohio, so maybe it's the shape of the state of Ohio.
You know what? It might be that. He might have shaved his back hair into the state of Ohio because it kind of looks like that similar shape. But
he's got to be doing that on purpose, don't you think?
No, I don't. I think that he got caught in a situation where he didn't think paparazzi were going to be there and he had his shirt off. And it looks like he tried to shave some of his back and he didn't do the whole thing.
I mean, come on. You
looks terrible.
Travis Kelce can't shave his own back.
That's what it looks like.
And you're going to tell me that somebody doesn't have a stylist shaving his back?
He doesn't. Look at the picture. It's awful.
What if you had like a really hairy back? Well, you do.
I do. Yeah, I have a really hairy back. Yeah.
And I don't know. You were doing something. Would you ask Allie to cut it off or anything?
No. I don't want to be puked on. So no. No, I do it myself. I've got I've got this thing called the man groomer, and it's like a long back, you know, like a back scratcher would be.
Yes,
it's got
yes.
that, and it's got the razor on it. And then I have a big pile of hair there.
Okay,
I got to pick up and clean.
You ever get it waxed?
I did like your classic radio bit of getting it waxed when I was in Pittsburgh because there was a sponsor, and I did that whole thing.
We had Al waxed here, didn't we?
Yeah. Everybody did that at some point.
Yeah.
That was like my stomach and back.
So
stomach
I was telling hurt. You, like, there are a couple guys that, you know, you'd really like to take some duct tape to.
Yeah.
Between a schween. Just rip it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, people that are just incessantly talking and annoying. Yeah,
100%.
Slap a little duct tape on a taint and rip it off.
Oh, yes.
Take that.
That will shut you up for a while.
Well, anyway, thank you, Travis Kelce, for boosting my self-confidence. I think that is great. I mean, if a man who looks like that can date Taylor Swift, who knows? Opens doors for all of us, doesn't it?
That's exactly right.
All of us with big hairy backs. Doug is in Albany. What's going on, Doug?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, Boomer.
Hey, Dougie. What's happening, brother?
I graduated West High Slip. I saw your high school career in 70, and I graduated with you in 79.
Oh, nice.
So my friend owns a candle company in Belmar.
Oh.
And she has a... And she has a shop in Red Bank called Surf's Up Coffee and Candles. And we're going to bring you guys some coffee and candles tomorrow, if you don't mind.
Nice.
Oh, coffee and candles on Friday, yes.
Why would we mind?
Yes.
I mean, come on.
Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah, courtesy of courtesy of Surf's Up Coffee and Candles in Red Bank.
Okay? Well, there you go, man.
What'd you say? Turf's Up? What'd you say?
Surf's Up.
Okay, we got
What kind of aroma do you want? Do you want, like, locker room?
Yeah, what kind of rum you want?
Yeah.
The number one seller is, I would go with the Surf Wax.
Surf Wax. Oh, that stuff smells great. Like the Sex Wax, Surf Wax thing.
Yeah.
Itself. Oh, it smells awesome. Well,
great.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you like? Go ahead.
Yeah, she's been in business like 15 years, but the shop just opened up 2 weeks ago.
Hey, Doug, is there like a cinnamon? I like a cinnamon smell. I'm a cinnamon guy. Do you have some? Oh, yeah. Give me some cinnamon.
Yeah, I'll get you whatever you need, Gio. Oh, yeah, cinnamon, man. And I'll get Boomer and a couple for the crew. And we'll
vagina-scented candle.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Al likes vagina-scented candles.
She doesn't make any of those.
Yeah, but you never know. That's funny.
Hey,
Doug. I'll buy a few of those.
Good job, Doug. We'll see you Friday, man. Thank you.
We sure will, guys.
All right. Thanks, Dougie.
There he is. There you go. Pumping his business here on the air. Why not?
Well, his friend's business.
Yeah. That's Surf's Up.
Yes.
It's amazing.
So, I don't know. You know, we were talking about this earlier this morning. We know what Pedro put out there regarding Juan Soto.
That's right.
See what Adam Ottavino said about Juan Soto?
I did not.
He said there's definitely something up with him. I don't know what that means other than it's got to be something that is making him play the way he's playing or making him look unhappy for some reason. I'm assuming that Adam Ottavino is pointing to.
Yeah, which is interesting. And the reason why I take what Adam Ottavino says seriously, and people probably laugh because it was just a reliever who bounces around. So there was someone who worked for the Mets who told me that his favorite person to talk to in the clubhouse was Adam Ottavino because he was so intellectual and so well-rounded that he loved talking to him. So when Adam Ottavino says something like that, it's not just somebody throwing some crap at the wall. This is a guy who thinks and is smart and all of those things.
So. Right, and he's been around both the Mets and the Yankees.
Indeed.
So there's a lot of credibility behind that. Like, just like I think there's credibility behind Bob Clappish and Michael Kay.
Yeah, I mean, it seems weird to me that he would want to be with the Yankees so badly that he's upset with being a Met after you saw his celebration in that hot tub and getting all the money and his family's happy. That seems odd to me. Maybe all things equal, he wanted to stay with the Yankees. I don't know, but for him to be like upset and not himself, that's a bridge too far. I would be annoyed if I were Alex Cohen or Steve Cohen or anybody in the organization if that were the case.
Yeah, but if Adam Ottavino says he thinks there's something up.
I wish you would expound on that.
I mean, you got to bust it out of the box. He said, I think it goes without saying, especially when you're trying to set the tone for the team. You're considered a team leader. You're making that kind of money. You're that kind of player. And the reality is, I remember going to a Knicks game when I was a kid to watch Michael Jordan play, and they didn't watch the game. I watched Michael Jordan the entire game. The eyeballs are on you, basically. But he learned the lesson the hard way.
You know what they say about Juan Soto?
He's a human.
There's a human in there.
Yeah, there's a human in there.
Tommy and Tom's River, what's going on, Tommy?
Hey, Boomer and Geo, class of 2009, WFAN alumni here.
Hold on a second. Class of 2009, we're talking about an internship class, huh?
Correct.
All right. Now, were you spring, summer, winter? What were you?
I was a spring, G. We did a lot of events at Buffalo Wild Wings as well together.
Wow. Yes. I was doing the New Yorker sports rant there. At Buffalo Wild Wings. That was great. Tommy, I'm sure if I saw you, I'd remember you. I'm glad that you've called up here, and I'm glad that you're on the air with us.
Oh, yeah. So I'm calling real fast to let you know that I'm working on a Mets song called Kings of Queens, G.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to have it out this summer. Obviously, the Mets need some pep in their step, and I think we have a good song for them. But I'm calling really because all these people that are getting upset with Soto, they also got upset with Lindor. You guys just got to give him a chance. Give him a chance. He's going to be okay. Don't get down on him. Don't boo, because that didn't work for Lindor. So just keep the faith. You got to, one pitch, like Boomer says, one pitch, one strike, One swing.
Yeah, Tommy, and Tommy's putting out songs. We got other guys promoting candle stores. I mean, we've just become one large billboard for the callers today.
It's not so much the lack of production, it's the disinterest that he looks like he's playing with right now and the lack of hustle. So fans can put up with a guy scuffling a little bit, saying he'll break out of it. It's the lack of the Soto shuffle. It's the lack of the running things out. It's those things that are completely unacceptable that no one will ever have patience with, nor should they.
Yeah, that crazy Carl Ravitch was talking about that, too.
Yeah, he
got
was.
Everybody all fired up that night.
Yeah, Carl Ravitch, known for his controversial takes.
Yes, he could not wait to just start ripping into Juan Soto.
Yeah, well, someone gave him that info, just like someone gave Bob Clappish the info. People want to know stuff about Juan Soto, and they want it out there.
Right, but all of us as baseball fans, for the years that we have been baseball fans, we've seen this time and again. Some players come out of it, some players don't. Francisco Lindor is the player that came out of it. Pete Alonso, at least at the beginning of this year, came out of what was a poor last year and was off to a great start this year. Now he started to slow down a little bit. I mean, these things happen with these players. You know why, G?
Because there's a human in there.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. And it's something we tend to forget and don't focus on enough, knowing that there's a human inside of that man. Eddie, do you remember this Tommy spring of 09?
I do not.
Yeah, no. Neither do I.
Just wasn't a memorable guy then, huh?
Apparently not. I mean, I'm sure if I saw him, because if I did a bunch of Buffalo Wild Wings things with him, like I remember the guys that I worked with on that.
And what was that? What was that called?
It was called the New Yorker Sports Rant.
Oh, so, you're ranting and raving Wild Wings?
No, I was not ranting and raving. So what I did was I sat up there and people would show up to the restaurant and they would do their rant and I would sit there and judge it, and we did like a live show inside of the Buffalo Wild Wings. And we got good guests along the way, too. Like, I remember we had Doc Gooden show up once, which was a thrill for me back then. That was really cool. Yeah, it ended up working out well. I was a producer at the time, and they asked me to do it, and it gave me like some hosting chops. So I'm thankful for
perhaps
that.
Perhaps he was a promotions intern since he worked those events.
That is true. He could have been that, too. Yeah, class of 09. And Johnny, that was like back then. That was the golden age of promotions. That's with Troy and John D'Alessandro. As much as, like, and that's no knock on anybody else. It's just those two guys were just like frickin' frack.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying like the jobs that they were just so much fun to be around.
And they were always together.
Yeah, exactly.
They were like Abbott and Costello.
They really were. And I miss those guys. We have a great staff here. Jess is awesome and Emily is awesome. And I think that Emily probably did a way better job than Troy or John ever did. But as far as like just the hanging out with dudes, you know, dudes and dogs and damage and everything. Like,
dudes, dogs, damage, and athlete. Yeah. I mean, everybody was, they were all over us.
Yeah. So he said spring 09?
Yeah.
That was, we were still in Astoria then.
Wow.
We moved here October of 09.
Wow. Man, that is an old school intern there. Let's go to Scott. Let's call from Haverstraw. What's going on, Scott?
Good morning, Gio. Good morning, Boomer.
What's up,
Pleasure
Scott?
To speak with you guys.
Yeah.
Two quick things. I've been listening a long time with you guys, and I'm trying to figure out what is it about you guys that I'm relating to. And it finally struck me this morning, listening to you guys laughing about Sal in the hospital and all the things going on with his vaginoplasty and everything going on. I realize the four of you are the new incarnation of the Seinfeld gang.
Interesting. Who's who?
Well, Gio, I look at is Jerry with the wisecrack. Mm-hmm. I look at Boomer as the tall and lanky Kramer who busts in on Gio and Jerry's jokes. I got Jerry as George, the lovable portly loser. And I got Al as Elaine, mostly because of the way he dances around problems, reminding us, of course, of Elaine's dancing skills.
Interesting, yes. Where would you put Eddie in this thing? Is he Newman?
You know, I'm not sure. That's a good one.
Well, very good, Scott. Now, what did you want to say about disc golf, it says up here?
One more thing. Listen, I have this, we play disc golf, a whole bunch of us up in Orange County. We have a club, I'm not going to say the full name, because we're on the radio, but it's called the D-Bags of Skylands. And disc golf, if you know what it is, you know, you play it the same way as golf. You have, you play with frisbees that are weighted, and they're just like regular golf. It's like you have drivers and mids and putters, and you, instead of throwing, you know, in a hole, obviously, you throw it at these metal baskets. And I'd love to invite you guys up for a round. It is fun. We party. It is amazing time. And it's outdoors. You play in the woods. You play, you know, outside on more grassy also courses, kind of more like ball golf courses.
I got to tell you, though. I got to tell you, Scott, Gio's expecting, like, a beautiful clubhouse. He wants dinner, lunch. He wants drinks on the course.
He's getting schlitz in a bag.
Yeah. Actually sounds like it'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah, no, Scott, that does sound like fun. Unfortunately, it's not something that I'm sure we're gonna end up doing. But no, I mean, you're making assumptions here. Oh, I am a local public golf course guy. Actually, this morning at 8 o'clock, I put in my in for Sunday morning at West Sayville. That's what we do. You know, you get give me the back nine at West Sayville on a Sunday morning with my blue collar Sayville friends and a Surfside, and that's all I need.
I will say, however, we did anoint something or someone yesterday to a very, very important position, and we saw it just like kind of evolve in front of our own eyes.
Organically.
This was an organic knighting of one Wally Szczerbiak.
Yeah.
As the ambassador to Long Island Golf.
It's unbelievable. I mean, and I've been around Boomer a lot at golf courses. People will come up to him. Wally, for every one person that comes up to Boomer, five go up to Wally. And he's played with all of them.
And what are they doing? He's talking golf with all of them.
He's playing, right, in the round that they just had or how they did and everything else.
I put your buddy over here. Your buddy was over there. You remember him? He was pretty good. That guy sucks. Steve Lapis can't hit a putt to save his life. I mean, it was on and on yesterday.
Yeah.
And I just felt like that we should get him an ambassador sash like we did for you.
Yeah, we should give him a sash. You know, it's funny. Like, he would have these nicknames for everybody. So you hear, like, you know, across the fairway, be like, Wally! And then you go, hey, Bubble Guts! And then they'd come over. You know? And he'd be like, hey, Wally! He's like, oh, is that the Tin Man over there? Hey, Tin Man! You playing with Bubble Guts tonight? What's that?
That's so true.
Who's your fourth? Toe Jam? Oh, wow! I haven't seen you guys in a long time.
Oh, it is so true. Oh, my God.
And then, like, Wally'd be like, you know Bubble Guts? I'm like, no. I don't know him.
You know this guy? You know that guy?
Yeah.
I know his brother. I play with him over here. I mean, God, man, oh, man.
I mean, it is crazy. I mean, I've never, like, those guys that came up yesterday after the round, it was like seven of them, and they're just talking about all the round. Hey, remember this, remember that. Lapis coming out here. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. I'm like, wow. Wally knows every single person who's ever hit a golf ball on Long Island.
I swear to God. So he has been anointed or knighted the ambassador of Long Island Golf.
You know what? And he's earned it. There's no two ways about it. He has earned it. This is a man who played damn near 300 rounds last year.
And almost all of them on Long Island.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Let's go to Kevin in Connecticut. What's going on, Kevin?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good, Kevin. What's up?
Boomer and Gio on a hump day. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Hump day it is. What do you got?
So, a couple things. I wanted to ask, first of all, Al Dukes taking a day off.
Yeah.
Is he taking the day off to have a day out with the great Whimsy?
No. He's going to Gina's son's college graduation. So it was important for him to be there for that. So, which I totally understand. So that's where he is today. He is not, you know, he's been here for a long time. Sims.
It's not like he wanted to go. I mean, like he had to go.
Yeah. That's true.
No. He wasn't willing to go.
No.
He's
he doesn't
want
to do anything.
He is miserable right now.
I can't believe I got to do this.
It's going to start to rain in a little bit.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, this is hell.
Do you know what school he's graduating from?
I don't. Rutgers, maybe? I don't know.
No.
I just made that up. I don't know.
It's in Jersey City or Hoboken.
I mean, all right,
Jimmy Crack
Stevens, I believe.
Okay.
BSU? Right.
The next thing I wanted to ask is Gio.
Yeah.
All the impressions you do. Number one, Dog, Joe B. You sound perfect on all of them. But when you do the Eddie impression, that sounds nothing like him.
This is one of those things. People have called up about this before, and I agree with you. There's a different Eddie Scazzeri that talks into our ears. And also, there's some people's voices that you have to exaggerate to make funny.
Yes.
So, like, Joe B's, you don't have to. Dogs, you don't have to. Mike's, you don't have to. You can exaggerate with the content. But with Eddie, if you were sitting here, and it ends up, you know, other people ended up relating to it and being laughing at it. But if you sit here, and then Eddie's in your ear with that Eddie voice, he's got the poop in his pants. And then you're like, okay, that's funny. Like, that's the Eddie voice. So, of course, I'm exaggerating. Of course, it doesn't sound like it. But there's a lot of people that I'll do that with just for content purposes.
And speaking as Eddie, it captures the essence.
The spirit of Eddie.
Yeah, right.
It's more the spirit of Eddie that you're capturing with the sound that you're making.
Right. And if you see, like, you know, Al and Jerry and Boomer, when I do that, they know that voice. And I think that, like, that might be Al's favorite because I see him laughing the most at that particular one.
Although he is now with the Jerry Fat Squirrel Boomer voice, though.
Oh, he's in on that now,
he's
too?
He's all over that one.
He likes that.
But by the way,
Squirrel Boomer.
What college is he graduating from?
Stevens Institute in Hoboken.
Is that a strip mall college or what is
No.
Hoboken. Was it Jersey City or Hoboken?
I think it's Hoboken.
Actually. Okay.
And what time is his graduation?
I don't know.
He was up at 4:45 this morning because he emailed me. So he must have been walking Whimsy or something. So he was up
yeah,
early.
Of course, yeah. I mean, Whimsy was probably dancing on his face at 1:30 in the morning with a little pause. Yeah, I mean, he had to be there today. It's an obligation.
No, it's all right. It's all good.
It's all good, you know? So
I thought he was trying to get out of dinner tomorrow night.
Yeah.
He's not getting out of that. No way.
The only way he's getting out of that is if the original plan restarts itself, which it will not.
Right.
Yeah. You know, due to the weather.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Riscona's going way back machine today.
This is deep cuts.
The way back machine. If you could play any music you wanted to, would you be playing Gin Blossoms? Like, what do you listen to?
I mean, I don't listen to anything. I listen to WFAN. So there you go.
You don't have any music that you listen to in the
not
car,
anymore.
On the golf
not
course,
really.
Or anything?
I mean, 90s. I listen to 90s music. 90s on 9 on Sirius.
Like 90s hip-hop, 90s pop, 90s country?
No, it's 90s. Everything that was in the 90s.
Okay. Yeah,
could be some Sheryl Crow in there. Could be
yeah,
some
you get
Soundgarden.
Sheryl Crow. Yep. Yep. Exactly.
You like, Yacht Mr. Rock. Big. You don't like Yacht Rock?
Yacht Rock. I mean, I don't mind it.
All right.
What about Ace of Base? That was the 90s,
No, I never liked Ace of Base. No.
Grunge music, Pearl Jam, Nirvana.
Yeah, they're all right. I wasn't into them. I liked the hip-hop. You know me. I liked
all
the
hip-hop. I don't anymore. I guess not. I mean, you don't listen to music on the golf course.
No,
I don't. You don't listen to music anywhere?
Nope, I don't listen. You pump country on the golf course. I can't stand country music.
Oh, there's some really great songs out there, man.
That's amazing.
Blue Jeans, Solo Cups, Girlfriends You Dated in High School. It's pretty much country music.
All right, well, whatever. I mean, you know, don't worry about it.
What are you, a communist like Eddie now?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Amazing. Boomer took over my body. Amazing thing is, have you ever seen anybody take a practice swing harder than him?
No, I'm waiting for him to like pull his lad or oblique or flank when he
Jerry,
does
that's
it.
Not happening with him, Jerry.
Yeah, with you guys last year.
Oh, you did. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it is insane.
Well, the first time he did it, because I was doing this plenty. I haven't done it in a long time, but it's possible. I thought he missed the ball the first time he did it.
That's
not
what
on the,
I did.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh my god, he missed the ball, and I was like, oh, it's a practice swing. Like, my god,
whatever works,
it does work.
Don't complain when I'm smoking, you guys out there.
Okay. Okay, there.
Okay.
Oh, challenge.
Chub Rock.
Let's go to Bill in Elmont. What's going on, Bill?
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, Bill. Booms.
Hey, Bill, what's happening, brother?
Listen, Stevens Institute is a very highly selective, prestigious engineering college. It's not some strip mall school. Like
I know, just messing around.
Some of the best engineers in our city here are Stevens graduates.
Yeah, we know that, and we're messing around. That's just to send a message to Al, that's all.
Yeah. All right, Booms.
All right, thanks, Bill.
All right.
There you go.
Bill lacking a sense of humor on this Wednesday morning.
It's hump day, man.
Yeah.
Everybody's all revved up. We'll get the Knicks tonight.
Yeah, bad weather.
Man, you got bad weather. It's just going to be awful out there.
It's awful outside.
Is it
already?
Yes. Oh, my God.
God.
Oh, God. I've got an issue. God.
You have an itch? What'd you say?
No, an issue.
Oh.
An issue?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
Is it bigger than Al's issue standing there with an umbrella
at
the graduation ceremony?
Could be.
Well, no, isn't he? He'll be undercover. I don't think he's going to be outside.
Undercover?
Yeah, no, I think where they are.
No, I know. I'm just thinking about Al, like with a mustache and glasses.
What I hear undercover.
Yeah, it's going to be raining a lot for a long time.
That's well said.
Yeah.
Mm. Now, this says it's only cloudy outside, but I just walked by. I thought it was raining, but maybe not. Who knows? Maybe it's still just cloudy.
It's raining in Jersey right now. It looks like it's going to rain for the rest of the freaking day.
Oh, yeah. And tomorrow.
Yeah, but Friday it's not going to rain. Right? It doesn't say rain Friday. So I'm looking at...
I think we're good after 7, to be honest.
No. The weather, here's the thing. The Weather Channel app.
That's what I was looking at this morning, hourly.
Yeah, I got hourly in Belmar.
All right, good.
I got 6 a.m., 22% chance of rain.
And 48 degrees.
It doesn't say 48.
Does it say how much the wind's going to be kicking off the ocean across the street?
No, it only says 4 miles an hour. 7 a.m., 20% chance of rain. 8 a.m., 24, so we're good, and we're pushing 60 there at 8 a.m.
No, we're not.
Miles per hour wind or no?
It gets to 60 around 11.
People
are still coming. Oh, I'm not worried about that.
We want people to show up.
Oh, the place is going to be.
It may be for maybe a little chilly. So wear a jacket.
And drink.
Exactly. So, but yeah, no rain. You don't have to worry about the rain.
You got your flasks. You're good to go.
That's right. You don't have to worry about the rain. So that'll be good. And it'll be a nice golf day after that. It'll be fine. This is fine. We're used to this. We're Northeasterners, man. We know how to deal with this.
Where the weather sucks.
Right. We're like ducks nowadays. This is our type of weather.
That's what it feels like.
Yeah.
Sure has.
All right, Jerry, what's up, man?
We are brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Would you like a little sample of the Buffalo Wild Wings FAN rant from back in the day?
Oh, my God. Yeah. This is unbelievable. You found this, huh?
I only found one. I don't know who this guy is. I'll give you 15 seconds.
The New York Mets off the field are an embarrassing organization. 2 years ago, Willie Randolph's job was in jeopardy. The Mets are about to embark on a West Coast trip when Randolph spoke to GM Omar Minaya. And he said to Omar, listen, if you're going to fire me down now. Don't let me get on this plane. Minaya assured him that no decision had been made.
Yeah. Did he win?
No, I don't believe he did. Yeah.
That is amazing.
Adam the Bull co-hosted with me on one of those. Joe Beningo did, Malusis. And I also believe Joey from Yonkers co-hosted.
Did he really?
I'm pretty sure he did.
Wow.
Yeah. At John Starks as a guest, Doc Gooden as a guest. I mean, it was like a whole operation. I know. It was like a whole big deal, man.
I remember the night Dwight Gooden went. That was in Eatontown, I believe. I think. Well, at least one time I know he went down to the one in Eatontown. Might have been a different one for you.
I want to say it was, it started with a P, and it was upstate, like sort of around New Rochelle.
Paramus?
No.
Poughkeepsie?
No.
Well, this one, I know the one I'm talking about that Doc went to was in Eatontown in Jersey, which will be close to where we will be tomorrow.
Purchase?
Or Friday.
No, not Purchase.
Portchester?
Port Jervis?
No, Portchester. Is that a place?
It could be. Portchester is a place, yes.
That's where it is, Portchester.
There you go.
But it was I remember John D'Alessandro and Troy Jefferson. out there laughing at me.
Hey, the check was clearing.
Oh, it was. And I ate a lot of wings, man. That was awesome.
Dude, we got out of that. We had a couple of winners that stuck around, right? Who's Joe Giglio was, and he's in Philly, right? At WIP now?
Yeah, so that whole thing. So what's interesting, that Buffalo Wild Wings thing spawned the, whatever they called the contest that JJ ended up winning and Joe Giglio won.
Okay.
Whatever that was, Fan Idol or what was it called?
A Fan Phenom.
Yeah, Phenom.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah, so that Buffalo Wild Wings thing turned into that. Where they're like, oh, it's a good idea. We could end up having a host type of thing, and yeah, I mean, and that was the clip. Turn my mic on. That happened at Bar A.
I tried that at Roosevelt Field Mall before I started working here.
Did you?
Yes.
Did you not make it through?
No. Actually, wow. Spitz was like staring at the ceiling when I was on stage.
Like
so.
You couldn't beat this guy.
Not
the New York Mets off the field are an embarrassing organization.
Yeah. I beat you,
and you're no more closer to being a full time host now than you were back in that mall. Zinger.
Oh, that's funny. Anyway, you got the Knicks and the Pacers tonight. Game one of the Eastern Conference Finals. Last night, the Thunder beat the T-Wolves 114-88. They outscored Minnesota. How about this? 70-40 in the second half. You had 31 from Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Have you ever heard this before? I have not. This was Breen and Doris Burke.
He's a great free throw shooter.
And by the way, this is on SGA, as they call it.
He's a great free throw shooter. 5 of 7, so he's taken 7 free throws already in 4.5 minutes.
So reason NBA Twitter likes to call him the free throw merchant, Mike.
The free throw merchant? Maybe they do. As a new one for me.
No, I'm sure that they do because Doris is on top of it. But no, that could be the worst nickname in sports.
the free throw merchant?
It's like the jump shot cobbler.
What? Silly. The Yankees beat the Rangers 5-2. Home runs for Ben Rice and for Aaron Judge tonight. Weather permitting, Ryan Yarbrough and Jacob DeGrom on the Fan at 6:25. Good start last night for Will Warren. The Mets just can't hit. They get shut out by the Red Sox 2-0. Carlos Narvaez and Rafael Devers at home runs in the fifth. Off of losing pitcher Clay Holmes, the Mets no runs. 0-for-7, runners in scoring position, 3 straight losses, 5 of 6, game and a half back now in the NL East behind Philadelphia, who won yet again. Carlos Mendoza, same old story with the offense.
Yeah, I mean, and overall, we're going through it, no doubt about it. You know, we're having a hard time putting guys on consistently, and when we do get those guys on, we're having a hard time getting them in.
He's probably trying all sorts of stuff. He's a big superstition guy, Carlos Mendoza. He's probably driving to the ballpark different ways, changing hotel rooms.
He might be.
Sleeping on his back and his side, changing everything, pillows.
You could be right. And then I'll leave you with this question. You tell me if you guys can get the answer because the contestants didn't on Jeopardy, which at first I didn't either.
NFL geography. Here's the clue. It's the state with the lowest population density that's home to an NFL team. 30
what do you
seconds.
Think?
Good
Green
luck.
Bay? That's
oh,
what
state.
I thought.
The state.
Oh, he said, yeah, oh, the state. Which I guess, you know what? I didn't even think of that. It's what do you think state. It is?
Oh.
All three got it wrong. They were close. One said Indiana. I forget what they said, the other two.
Louisiana?
But no.
Lowest population density, right?
Yes.
I'm going to say New York.
Nevada.
But
the Raiders went to Las Vegas, yes. Which is why that was the answer. Very interesting. We are brought to you by Town Fair Tire.
I'd like to say New York.
Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. There's nobody that lives here.
Well
because of New York State, huge.
There's not even an NFL team here.
Well, right. Actually, no.
Well, Buffalo.
Yeah, Buffalo, yeah.
You true. Do have Buffalo. All right, time now for a moment of the day. Sal had surgery. He posted this video on social media. G was looking at it, and we were discussing it.
Did you see Sal's picture from the hospital yesterday?
I did.
Sal was in the hospital?
He was yesterday, yes.
Oh, is he all right?
Yes. I think he's fine.
So this is something we can openly talk
about.
Well,
he posted it. So
there you go, right here.
That's up to
him. What are we doing here?
That was Sal laying in the hospital bed yesterday. I think.
You are blind.
You had to grab the phone, then put your glasses on to see that? Holy hell.
I'm like, what? What in the world's going on with him?
I do believe that was a scheduled procedure. I don't think it was something that just popped up.
Did he discuss the procedure?
I don't know.
He didn't. Right. But
I remember he had the cataract thing going on.
I just asked Brandon if he's okay, and BT said
Vaginoplasty.
No.
So he finally got it.
No, he's been talking about it for years.
He has been.
That's not what it is. I don't think. Anyway.
I mean, what is with these guys posting when they're sick and stuff? Is they took a page out of Dave Sims' book.
I'm thinking about planning a trip to Greece in August. I hope King Boomer is okay with that. You jackass. Hey, now.
There you go. Moment of the day. Doesn't get old.
And Dave, if you're listening out there, yes, that is AI Dave Sims before he sends his lawyer here.
Someone has to know that's AI Dave.
I'm just making sure it's not really Dave Sims.
Just like it wasn't Sean Marks earlier. Come on now.
I mean, this guy's calling up defending Stevens College, for God's sakes. Not everybody can take a joke. That's you know true. What I'm saying?
That is true.
Hey, I'm just making sure.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sure.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, man. So what do you think? Tomorrow morning we come in here at 6 o'clock. We'll have our first taste of what it's going to be like between the Pacers and the Knicks. What's your initial thoughts?
112-105, New York Knicks, a game one victory. I think it's going to be a really good game, and I think you're going to see the Knicks cover. I think you're going to see them pull away late with some free throws, and I think it's going to be a series where most of these games are going to be close.
I think I speak for all Knicks fans out there. We hope that you're right, but I will also say that I speak for all Knicks fans out there that it's never that easy for us. Just not easy.
Well, a seven-point victory with them hitting a couple free throws at the end isn't easy. I think it's going to be close.
It's always a grind.
Yeah,
you know that. I know that. Knicks fans know that. And that's why we react the way we do when they win.
And this is why this jersey right here is going in the freezer.
So I ripped it off Jerry before he left the studio.
That Halliburton jersey is going right into the freezer. So what do you think, game one tonight?
No,
I cover.
What is it, a 5-point spread?
I think it's, I want to say 4.5.
4.5. Yeah, I don't like it. I think it's going to be tight. I think all these games are going to be tight.
Oh, it could still be tight.
Yeah, well, I mean, tighter, you know, I just think it's the way these teams match up and the way that the Pacers play. You know, the Knicks beat them twice this year. And of the three games they played, Pacers are going through some injuries. We were going through some injuries. Mitchell Robinson obviously wasn't ready. This is a completely different team. Carl Anthony Towns kind of had his way with the Pacers this year.
So you got a game one victory by the Knicks, but you have tight. The Pacers covering.
I think tight, yeah.
Tight. Smoking a pancake.
Yeah, smoking a pancake. You know what I'd really like to see?
What?
I'd really like to see the Pacers come out and shoot like the Celtics did in the first two games.
Oh, yeah,
wow,
I know.
That'd be great.
Yeah, like 2 of 2,000.
That yeah, but they, you know, awesome. But they get the ball in the paint though. You got to, you know, Pascal Siakam, you know, he's like their mid range guy.
Yeah, like Waka Flocka Flame said, going hard in the paint. That's what Indiana.
Waka Flocka. What? Waka Flocka Flame.
Waka Flocka Flame. Yeah, it's a famous song.
Okay, yeah,
a few years back, going hard into paint. You know, that means just getting after it in life. You know what I'm saying?
It's what Josh Hart does.
That's not like sitting around on your ass waiting for something to happen.
That's what I'm talking about.
Going out there and grabbing it.
You know it, man.
Grabbing life by the balls. Sort of like Al Dukes does, you know? Puts himself out there.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.